Yerushalmi, Masechus Tainus, Daf Aleph. New Masechta. Mishnah discusses the halakas of Maskir and Gevuras Hashamim. The winter we know, we add in Shmoneh Esrei, Ma'asher Ruach and Meragashim, and we add the same Talamot of Levracha. And discussion, the Mishnah discuss in the Gemara as to when did we start it, when do we end it, and where exactly do we fit it in into the Bracha. So the Mishnah starts off, May Masai Maskin. When do we begin to say Ma'asher Ruach and Meragashim? Says the Korban Eidah, since rain is one of the great things of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ksiv is the Pasuk in Eiyov, Oisikdolos in Cheker, Anoisei Motel Pnei Eretz, one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatest gifts, greatest powers. Therefore, it's called Gevuras Hashamim. It's called Gevuras Hashamim because it's one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's incredible, gifts and kokos that he created it in the creation of the world. That comes only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, it's called Gevuras Hashamim. So, when do we say it? We start saying it on the first day of Sukkot. Yeshua Yom Tov Achron. We say it on the last day, on Shmini Atzeres. We say it on the last day. Says the Korban Eidah, why the last day? What's the Pshat? So, it says, because we don't say it on the rest of the Yom Tov, it stays only the last, because since it's Simen Klol HaChag, it's a Klol, because it says that we have Chazal tell us Gemara Sukkah that when it rains on Yom Tov, on Sukkot, it's a mashal to whenever that brings us a cup of wine to his master, and he takes it and he pours it and throws it in his face. I don't want your pouring. I don't want your kids to serve me. So it's you're doing a mitzvah of sukkah, sitting in a Akash Baruch sukkah for him, for the kind of mitzvah, and he throws it back in your face, so to speak, by causing it to rain. So therefore, we don't do. We started it not at the beginning, but we started at the end, so that it shouldn't rain during the Me'achag. So, I'm of Yeshua. Yeshua, who says it's the last day, so how could you say it? So what's Pshat? Why do you go ahead and say that you should have it from the first day? It's not a Siman Bracha there during the Yom Tov itself. So why would you start it in a time when it's not a Siman Bracha? So Lamua Damatzim, why should you mention it? No, I'm Rilezer. Even that, according to my Shita, you don't say beginning. You only say the part of Masher Baruch, and the moment I guess when rain comes. But you say when in the time of season, we have to Sukkot. Not that now. Of course, it should come. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring the rain, but you should say it not immediately, not today, but when it comes the right time. The right time they should bring it. That's the idea. So no, it's not that it should happen on Sukkot. It should happen afterwards. So he said, tell him great Akash Baruch Hu that does obey and also does it in the right time. Not just great Akash Baruch Hu brings the rain, gives the rain. Akash Baruch Hu gives it in the right time and we need it. So I'm Reloi, et cetera, Vilezer, M. Cain, let me ask it. If that's the case, you say Akash Baruch Hu gives it the right time. So why do we start saying it all? They say the whole year. Even in the summertime, we should say it because it's not the rainy season. Hashem won't give it in the right. If you're saying the story is, we're saying it could rain, but not now with the right time. So then do the whole thing. Say it the whole summer. Say it the whole year when it's not Zman Gshamim. And yet, it's a simi HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it to you when it's the right time. Same idea. If that's the story it applies, even in the Kayats. Nice we paskin. The truth is, we paskin no luck. That's our no luck of Yeshua. That the said the Yom Tov Akron Maski, we thought luck of Yehuda. That says we do it in Tfilos Musaf in the beginning. That's what we do it. Not at the beginning, not by Shakris, but we do it in Musaf. The Gemara doesn't explain where we have the Shitas. We really pass it neither like Rav Yeshua or Elazar, but we do a Shita Rav Yehuda, which we're going to see. Zok to Gemara. Let's just say you do it on the first day, which is the last day. So the Gemara says, Vibraisa, that discusses the reason for it, says Mefurish the reasons. Mishnah, Rav Elazar, reason why you do this, Ayidei Shabbos, Minim Alolu, Kedilim and Amayim. These four species, the Lulav, Esrog, and Adas, and Aravos, are taken on the, used on Sukkot. They grow in the ground of water. Water makes them grow. They're dependent on water. Therefore, they become as an advocate for water. They come, do it when you're at the mitzvah the first day, because these things that you use, the Dalet Minim, that you're using dependent on water in order for them to grow. Therefore, it's like they're acting as an advocating for you. Says the covenant. Says the Pnei Moshe. Malitz it on Mayim Akapoin because she's not alive. Rela Haskim. You should mention that because they come on water. Therefore, they become like a they speak for you. They become like a spokesman for you. They become it's mentioning them because they like plead. They become together to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the rain. So you can have these mitzvahs. So maybe that's why you do it on the first day. When a servant is serving his master everything, he wants his reward from him. So the first day of Sukkot is you're coming to do HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole thing you do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now's the time you ask him. When a servant is serving his master in the best way possible, bringing everything together. So you want the master to give you everything now because look what you're doing for him. He appreciates all you're doing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're coming to him with all these mitzvahs. Mainly, you want to be able to be a kotzorko. Says Karben Eda. Kach b'yom terizakach matim lulav yilulav. You showed that you have a zak b'din. You showed a lulav that you came out from Yom Kippur b'din. And mainly, therefore, you in Yom Kippur and everything you had. So now I'm asking for mayim. Now is the time I did everything for you and I'm worthy to go and ask you what I want. I want a taveya. Taveya to you, mayim. Taveya to you, panasa. You should give me now. That's where it comes, the two svaras for the first day. Amir Shuvish disagrees and says, no. I love Meshachamayim and Meshachamayim Rabbi called Zorko. But if it's his master, and the master is still pleased with him, who taveya panasa b'menu, you go and ask his master for reward? You don't do that. Wait a little bit. Don't go right away and ask him. Wait till the end. When you're ready, Hashem show you finished all the avodah, then you do it. You finished Yom Tov. You did all the mitzvahs now. It's over with. Now you can come and ask him. Don't do it right now. Wait till you have Tovei. But I said now when you do that at this point, says the covenant, you want to show that you want to go ahead and show that everything was done properly and you did everything. So now that then you should be Tovei, not Tovei right away. That's like Rabbi Leza says, you should not go wait. That's the Svara. Another time where I said, but you need it. You don't ask for later, you ask for now. And just you don't want the rain now because you have the mitzvah sukkah. So if it's not, it would not be a simon bracha. Therefore, you wait till the end. You don't ask now for later, but rather you wait till right before you do it. That's the proper way to do it. That's what it says. Says the carbon eda. What does that mean? So when you need it, that's what you do when you finish sukkahs. Now you need the rain. So then you ask for it. Not you ask it early that you shouldn't get it. So that's another svar for Rabbi Yeshua why he says you don't wait but you do it now. Zak the Gemara Makos for that Yeshua. You have the Mishnah Bilan Arbraisa. Tani Bilan Arbraisa with Yisrael. Mishnah Bilan Shatzi the Lulav. You mention when you say the time you take the lulav first day. Mishulayim Mishasa Nich. When you put it down between the end of Sukkot. Same Braisa, the same Makloikas, just a different lashon. And you do it when you take the lulav. You almost say when you put down the lulav. So first day or the last day of Yontif. Zak the Gemara. What's in between the way the Braisa says it and the Mishnah says it? Adai to Dadi Braisa. Going to this subject, just the Braisa lashon the Braisa. He taught Rabbi Lazar Kadmaisa. Dato Akraisa. So there's this earlier opinion that we said in the Mishnah is the same as there's a later opinion. They're both the same. Well, the Mishnah and the Brice are the same. But according to what we said before, that the raise the first day, Makavish of Yeshua, the Chavar of Yeshua is different. When it says the last day of the last day of Yom Tov, when you put down a lulav, which means you do it on the seventh day, you don't have a lulav on the Shmini Atzeret. So if you say, do you have a Mishnah and a Brice, different Lashonos. According to Lezer, the Mishnah and Brice is really saying the same thing. According to Yeshua, it's not the same thing. One says Yom Tov Achron Shalchav, which means Shmini Atzeres, and the other one says Mishnah Anichu. You put down the lulav when you put it down in Shana Rabba. You do it before the 7 days. So it's a stira. The Brice is a stira to Rav Yeshua. Two different reasons. How do you reconcile the Mishnah according to Rav Yeshua between the Brice and the Mishnah? I'm Ramana. It was a nafkamina. We say it means kayom kashul. The whole day is kashul. The whole day of Shmini Hashanah Rabbah is kashul lulav. If you put it down, it's at night, beginning of Shmini Atzeres. It's really the same thing. So justifying the lashon of the Brice is really the same thing as the Mishnah. It's not different. Telling you the same idea. You don't do it when you, let's say, but not the last day, but the last moment of the day, of Hashanah Rabbah, that you put down the lulav is the beginning of Shmini Atzeres. So that's what it means, Yom Akron Shalchag, and that's what it means. It's the whole day's kashrut. That's Yom Akron Shalchag for the both. And even according to Yeshua, the lashon on the Mishnah and the Braisa is really the same idea. It means Yom Tov Akron Shalchag. When you have no more mitzvahs lulav, that's when we say, Samel Kashrut, that is considered. It's Beit Gemara Kasha. According to Yeshua, that's the case which starts saying when, even Shmini Atzeres. We don't do it till the Musaf on Shmini Atzeres. Why don't we do it? According to Yeshua, that's when you put down the Lulav and Esther, which is the end of Hashanah Rabbah, so it should be Ma'ariv at night, Shmini Atzeres, you should be able to start saying Ma'ariv at Ruach. Why? Yeshua said you don't say it till Musaf, you don't say it till the day, the Tefillah of Musaf. Why do we do it that? Why don't we do it right away? When we have at night, when it's already the beginning of the day, my answer is less kalama tamon. Really, Allah would be an eklami who start at night. Well, since we don't do it, not everyone's in shul at night. Therefore, you know, we're not going to know to change. Therefore, we don't do it. What's pshat? Maybe people are not there. Ma'ariv, not everyone goes to shul. Says the Kabbin Eidah, but Ma'ariv ain't kalama tsuyim be'erbeskam. Not people don't go at night. They live far away. They can't go at night. Therefore, some are going to say it, some won't say it. It won't be a good asaira. It'll be different. People have different minhagim. People do it different times. Those who come in the morning will say in the morning, will come at night, say at night. That's not right. You have to have it all start together. I mean, mainly, therefore, we wait till Musaf when everyone's there in shul, and then and during the day of Yom Tov, and that's when we, that's why we wait till there. Okay? The good Tzavara, they don't come from Ma'ariv, but they're there for Shacharis, so why wait till Musaf? Why do it Shacharis? Why do we wait until Musaf to start the first field together, which is the field of Shacharis? So I'll tell you maybe he said it about Ma'ariv. I'll think maybe he said it at Ma'ariv, and that's why he's not saying it now. As we were saying, well, I'm Ma'ariv, and he's saying it now, you do say it. So again, it'll be the same thing. It'll be a difference of opinion. Some saw it earlier, some later. So, since this person sees that they didn't mention Shacharis and they were going to mention now Musaf, he knows he didn't say it either in the evening. No, it's not going to come confusion. Maybe the guy, someone didn't say it Shacharis, he'll think okay because he said it Ma'ariv. That's why he said he didn't say it Ma'ariv. So that's why he did it. The ones who said it Ma'ariv will say it in Shacharis. So it'll be confusion. So we say wait till Musaf. This way, everyone sees Shacharis. He didn't say it, which everyone knows he didn't say it the night before, and mainly therefore. You start together on Musaf, everyone joins together, and that's why we don't make such a mistake. We don't want it to become a mistake, and therefore start by Ma'ariv before, and therefore some people will not understand or make such a mistake, and therefore we dafka wait till Musaf, where we can all do it together, and there would not be any confusion. So at the Gemara, up in your army, how can I have Yonah? This is how we looked at it. This is how we explained it. Says the Pnei Moshe, Kabbinet as well, what you're saying now, the way you asked the Kasha, Rabbi Eni Yonah, your father, also asked the same thing. Why don't we start in the morning? And then he answered the same halakha as you said. Is the same idea that we only start at Musaf because we'll create a problem of confusion. Maybe people thought they started at night, not during the day. So at the Gemara, another Asvara, why the halakha we say we don't start in the day, we start in this only in Musaf? What's another Asvara? Person should say it alone without the Shiva Tzivah saying it. I mean, therefore, if you can start chakras, you can't make an announcement before chakras, you can't be mafsik. So, male, therefore, you can't do it then. You have to first wait the Shiva Tzivah to say it. So, therefore, you wait till after Shmoneh say, now this Musaf. Now, you go and you make the announcement. Now, the Tzivah can go ahead and say it now when they daven. And this is really a different minhagim, which we'll see. That there's some have a minhag in Shulchan Aruch. We see there are different minhagim between Sfarad and Ashkenaz. Some do it where they give a clap before Musaf, that everyone in their tefillah shall amida tefillah Shmoneh Esrei that they say biyichidos will say because they already heard it announced. Or do we say no? First, it should be everyone should say not say it and continue what you're doing. And then when it comes to Musaf, when it comes to benching Tal or benching Geshem, and it's said out loud, then from then on you start from mincha. That's the two different opinions that we have how we should do it. But when I said chakras, we don't make such obstacles. You can't be mopsic. You can't call anything out because Lamaisa, it's a hefsik. And therefore, you can't do it. So, Yaskashi Yatsiba, the Lashi Yatsiba says it. And therefore, that's why we do it this way. So, the Gemara is the Kaimajaman of the Shaykh. You should have Tiba, it's Tolya, it's Tiba. What's your svar? What does that have to do with this? I don't understand your answer. Does this have to do with the Shia Tzibur? Says the Kabbalah, the Shu Chayev LaHaske. He's the one that Chayev. If not, if I give it the way that Yaakov can't do it, if that's a svar that Dafka has to be, that he has to do it, it's a Chayev on the Tzibur to do it. Bitmiya, it's not a Chayev on the Tzibur to do it. It just notifying the Yaakov. They just do it. So why can't you do it Shakras? Why is it totally on the Tzibur? So the Gemara said, no, maybe not. Yes, when he meant to say, Ma'am Poli. Yeshua Malevi, does Yaakov argue with this halakha? Do you have to wait for the Tzibur or not? I'm like, no. He said, no, there's no such halakha. No makhloket between us. Ah, damn it, there's no tzibah, damn it, holy. Maybe you can tell you, maybe tell you in the tzibah, the tzibah say it first. Yochanan Matzah Laskiya, you want to say, you can say it. But the Tal, the first day of Pesach, Vadadat, without what you say, Yasa Yochanan Laskiya, she has Kashiya Tzibur, that's Begeshem, that's referring to Geshem. So really, two separate things. One is Geshem, when you have a Kuyat to say it, it should be Takal Shia Tzibur, should say it first. A Yochanan shouldn't say it. But Tal, on Pesach, that could be done in the other way around, and therefore it would not be a problem to do that. It's a stira, it's not a stira, because one's talking about Geshem Batal. By Geshem, it's a chov on everyone to go say it. You have to be yotze with the Shir Tzibur to say it, to announce it. And that's why we do it that way. But Batal, you don't have to say it. Some people don't say it. Some people do say it. We just don't say Geshem. Some people don't say anything. And maybe there's no dinner in Maskir. And therefore, we don't have to say it. You don't have to wait for the Tzibur. And that's what the case of the bride says. So therefore, it's not a stira. Zok the Gemara, what about a person came and he forgot? Come on, so the person came to shul on Shmini Atzeres, and he already stopped from Shmini Esrei. Mishiyiski Shiat Tzibur. Is it because he said Tzibur? He didn't hear it. No one announced. He didn't hear anything. So do we say that he should say it like the Tzibur Shiva Tzibur said it? And Mela, you can assume that everyone's saying it together now. The other, or since he didn't hear it, he shouldn't say it. What's the halacha in such a case? And it came common tools and said to come in. Oh, but he came to Beis HaKnesses and people were already davening Musaf. So he didn't hear the Shiat Tzibur called out. So the question is, does he say it together with the Shiat Tzibur as if they're saying it, because they as if he heard it? Or no, don't you do that? That's the Gemara Shaila. I'm a Tanvim, Adra Boy, so we learn halacha of a neder, that's annulled. Partly the whole thing is annulled. So therefore, since halacha is, we say that since Lamaisa made halacha that the Geshem, is removed, so therefore it has to be that same thing that since we said halacha that Geshem should stop, so therefore we say the same Tal is the same thing. Just like we said by Geshem, that it should be the same thing it should be by Tal. Tal also should be removed. Says the Kabbalah, it says the Pnei Moshe to explain. So we say just like over there it's removed, so here also it could be considered removed. Maybe Allah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Elio, we'll see in a minute tomorrow, and explain Elio Anavi made a thing that if it was Mevatel that used to rain and came out the rain should be able to happen, it was Mevatel, so too by the thing as well that we say the same Allah applies that it should be Mevatel, it should be able to do it, that should be able to do it. The Zot Gemara said the Gemara to explain, what does this mean? What's the drasha? So Gemara says, the Gemara explains the Pesukim where we see it from. You brought harm to this woman who I wanted to help, and you caused her son to die because of me. He was very upset. He tried, as he went, he stretched himself over the baby, over the little thing, be able to go over the Tchias HaMesim, be able to come back. He went on top of his body, held a pet, and breathed back life into him. You see, Elokei Elamai said they're able to revive him, Tchias HaMesim, based upon what Elio asked. If Elio asked such a thing, he was able to be Zoka to be able to do it. So you see, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekayim, his request, the Lord Tchias HaMesim. So we see that, therefore, you can go ahead and apply all the halakas that you asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for, all the three requests that you have, should be able to go ahead and bring it back by Tchias HaMesim, just so too by Tal and Pnei Moshe. It should be the same thing. Says the Pnei Moshe to explain. Just like over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went. He went and he heard it as well and he brought it back. So Mar says, so too over here. It's brought about Tchias HaMesim, because just like over there, he brought this child back. He brought the same thing with the rain, because Rokha brings it back together with the life. One gives them much. Someone who stole the doctor's back, when he stole it, his own son, his son got ruined, his son got damaged. Because he runs back to the doctor, please help my son, doctor. You have to heal my son. I wish I could. Go back and return the bag that you stole from me, all my medicines, everything's in there. All the things I need to help your son, I can't do anything without the bag that you stole. Now go in, I'll heal your son. Go back and remove the net there for Tal. Because Mason only brought back to life only with Tal, with do. And he Mikhaev, now go ahead and I'll bring this woman from Tzfat, I'll bring a child back. So same idea. He made it so Shavua, the Tal should not come down. He made it a thing, therefore he stopped the Tal. Because Brother said, I can't do anything. If you took away the Tal, I can't do anything. Because Lamaisa, Tal is what's in Chayim Mason. And therefore, if you give me back the towel, make under your nether so I can give me the towel in my middle. Therefore, I can go ahead and do Mitzchias HaMesim for the child of the woman Sephardt. Let the Gemara, what do we have in the Gemara? Do we not know that? Because my only comes with this towel, but I do. Nama Yerubesim, Nevosin Yekumon. State in the Pasik in Yeshaya, Pasik says, the dead will come to life. The nevela will stand up. Get up, those who are sitting in the dirt. You tell us other to do our red stay on you. Here is a firm dalva, and the lamb we're going to cast out the weak, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the dew. It has ability just like to provide things to grow. It machayanesim. It falls on these dead people, and that has the koyach to machayanesim. The dew has the koyach to go ahead and make new life. Therefore, we were conveyed in this bracha. So Gemara says that what does it mean? It means that the willing will discharge. It's what's in there between those who were dead, those who didn't come back. Gemara said they'll be discharged from the place of burial, and they'll be restored. So they sort of kick, sort of like the give them back up. The ground swallowed them up, but the ground they're buried in the ground. The ground should give them up. They go ahead and be yosef to be able to stand up during Tchias HaMesim. They should be able to go ahead and do that. And now Afkafka Kidim, they go ahead and what they did put together is weak. It'll make sure that they'll be able to stand up even afterwards. That's what Gemara said. Therefore, you see that Tal is the thing, the very thing that brings the Tchias HaMesim, brings the Kim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's promise. Maybe therefore say over here as well, you should be the Tal. That's where you make the bracha of Gevuras Hashem. Zotah Gemara, we have a pasuk to tell you. Elisha, the cloud of Elisha did not stop. What happened? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow him to do it? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't he ask the Tal to stop? Why didn't it have to stop? I mean, when Hashem said, the man said, fill my will. I went over and I made a promise. I'm never going to go ahead and remove the doll from his children. Matam, why? Nishba Hashem le'inokim matoko ein le'olam. One is because she goes, Nishba Hashem le'inokim. Because if I'm on lech, tell your descendants, go ahead and do for your descendants. So you see that, what's he telling you? Give me my halacha. It's true that he made to Avram. What he tells him is that, once he gave him the thing, let the lech look out the other side, go get to do for your descendants. Means he tell him to go ahead and collect from your children. Gemara says from his descendants go collect because they have the tal to collect the tal from them, which means they'll be able to zoch the collective the tchias hamesim that is put away, that is already set aside, that you can't do. So therefore, by saying to go ahead and release them and go ahead and release them to you, Gemara says that now look, it would be that it would be Elio's ability would be limited. And they also would be able to extend the Tchias HaMesim to these people as well. And that was the Cheshman of the Pasuk, Lech Tal to Yosef. You see that, that's how it works. So the Gemara, another halach we see, that the do was something that's important to Klal Yisrael. Yitzhak Avinu said that I needed the gift of the gift of the dew, I gave it to Yaakov. It's not my son Yaakov. So here what we're saying is that when I gave Yaakov that gift, what do you mean I gave? He didn't have land, but I gave it to him to do that. We have to create to bring back those who were not able to, those who were not here. And they'd be able to go ahead, get it, mishmash mayim, come back to new. So another mishmash became shashi. So we falling into sin and doing terrible things, and the raids were held. When they go ahead, they started being for themselves. It's like really mafkir. They went ahead and prayed on their behalf in the rains. So right away came in the half of Rabbi Yisraeli. Tal does not go down because of Yerida. Does not happen because of anybody. El my time. Why? Only because of the pasuk. You can see Tal Meyaz Hashem Keviv Malay. He said that they who perform like Hashem. If he goes down in Esav, that's more considered. But it says over here to be able to consider to start the process that he gave his name to it. That's what he says. He landed his name to it. That's why he was able to go ahead and say that which ones he would be able to say. That he knew for sure that because Roko has been rocking him on, that's him, because that's what he learns to do is be able to give it off in such a way. Stop over here.